Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I'm proudly sitting in for Del, who, by the way, is in Europe. He's in Europe. I just got wind of this yesterday. I was in a meeting of lead investors, and Lynn Murrow, the executive vice president for Lifestyles Unlimited, she basically controls the day-to-day operations of the business. Del is he's the figurehead. He's the guy with the vision, the direction, all of that stuff. Lynn is the one that makes all of that work. And then she's got a big team of people that are a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited culture. I mean, there's another way to call it. It's really a culture. You thought I was going to say the employment base, right? The human resources, right? Well, I mean, they technically are that, but in the Lifestyles Unlimited ecosystem, the people that are a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited team that do things for the other members, the majority of them are members themselves before they come on the team. And then if we bring somebody on that's very specialized in what they do that doesn't necessarily have a real estate investing background coming into it, or they didn't make a decision that they wanted to do real estate investing, what happens is we just make them members and we give them all the opportunities that you would get as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And the reason for that is we have found that if you understand the culture from the outside in, you'll understand it from the inside out. And you'll be able to produce great services to your fellow members because, I mean, you're all elbow to elbow with what we do as Lifestyles Unlimited members. Now, what has that got to do with Del? Well, Del and Melissa are on vacation. Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought he was just taking some time off. I thought he was sticking around the States. But no, he went to Europe. So why did he do that? Because he could. Yeah, let me put this in context. One of the things that you're going to be able to do when you become a real estate investor, like Del Walmsley, like myself, like the many tens of thousands of members of Lifestyles Unlimited, is that you're going to get to a point where you're not being controlled by your life. You're actually going to get to a point where you're going to control your life and you're going to be able to do the things that you want to do when you want to do them. So Del and Melissa decided they wanted to go to Europe. And Lynn let me know and let all the members of the group know, yeah, Del's having a great time in Europe. And that's part of the reason I'm sitting in for him, is because we want him to enjoy his life. We want him to enjoy the fruits of his labor. We don't want him to feel like he has a dedicated requirement to do this show for you, even though that's the way he feels. We want to give him a little bit of space so that he can go do the things that he enjoys doing. Because I'll tell you this about Del Walmsley. If you gave him a choice, I mean, if you laid out a choice in front of him and you said, Del, we want you to do this radio show slash podcast, or Del, we want you to go to Europe and really enjoy the things that Europe has to offer. You know what he would do? He would take the podcast slash radio show option because he loves helping other people. And that's part of the reason Lifestyles Unlimited exists as an organization and has existed for almost 36 years. Now I'm going to be right up front with you and tell you we're not the biggest real estate investor education and mentoring organization out there, but we are the best. And the reason we're the best is because we don't focus on somebody making a bunch of money. We focus on the needs of the organization. We focus on the needs of the members. We focus on delivering content to our membership that they need. Now, I'm going to take you back a little bit in time because I stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited way back in 2017 when I was enduring a retirement problem. I was. I had retired from the United States Army. I spent 27 years serving our country proudly, and it was time to retire. And I earned a pension, and that pension still pays me today. But if I tried to live on that pension alone, I would have a real problem, or I would have to really downgrade my lifestyle because the pension doesn't provide me enough income to live the lifestyle that I choose to live. Now, that's a personal choice, and the pension does what the pension does. And I'm very thankful to have received the pension, but I can't live off of it. As a matter of fact, when I left the United States Army, one of the things I had to do was I had to go back into the workforce. And I found it very difficult to do that because when your highest and best skill set is, well, let's just be very blunt, killing the bad guys and breaking all their stuff, because that's what we do in the military. We kill the bad guys and we break all their stuff. And if you don't believe me, just turn on the news and see what's going on in the news with regards to what the military is doing. That's exactly what we're doing. Whether you agree with it or you don't agree with it, military members do what they're told to do. We follow a chain of command, and that chain of command says execute. So we go and we execute. So the problem is when you're trying to transition into a civilian workforce, that can be a little bit difficult. Now I do have skill sets that were transferable from the military, management, leadership, logistics, planning, operations, things like that, things that the normal world needs. But sometimes people will look at you and they'll think, he just wants to kill the bad guys and break all their stuff. I don't know if we have a place for him in the organization. So it made it kind of difficult to find a job. But I eventually found a job, and I started working in that job, and I found out that, you know, I really took a job that was below my skill set. I was really good at it, but I was bored and I just didn't know how I was going to keep doing it. And along comes Lifestyles Unlimited. I actually heard about Lifestyles Unlimited by listening to AM radio. Yeah, I was an AM radio junkie back in the day, and Lifestyles Unlimited produced an AM radio show, kind of like this one right here. And I listened to it. I took notice of the things that they were talking about, and I realized that they were onto something. They were onto something that nobody else was telling me about. That all I had to do was consider investing in real estate, get myself educated, join a community of like-minded individuals, and then take the information that I learned and put it into service. In other words, put it into place. Do something. Actually do something. And I think that's one of the problems with a lot of these other real estate investor education companies that are out there, is that I think a lot of them are just more interested in the shininess of what they do to teach you, but there's not a lot of substance to it. Lifestyles Unlimited is very different. Lifestyles Unlimited provides substance. Lifestyles Unlimited provides context. Lifestyles Unlimited is real time. And the meeting I was in yesterday was a meeting about real time ideas that real estate investors are dealing with in today's market. I mean, that's kind of what we talked about. And I'm not going to get into the details of the meeting because, and to be blunt with you, some of the things we talked about, you wouldn't even understand. I'm just telling you the way it is. I'm not picking on you. I'm not poking you in the chest. I'm not calling you dumb or ignorant. I'm just saying you won't understand the concepts because nobody's educated you on what the concepts are. So we had some great discussions, found out Dell was hanging out in Europe. And I am proud to be sitting in for Dell so that he can enjoy what he's doing in Europe and not have to worry about doing this radio show / podcast, because I'm more than happy to sit in for him because of all the things that he has done for me. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to dedicate this show to Dell himself. I'm going to tell you some things about Dell that maybe you don't know, things that maybe you can't pick up on when you listen to his show, things that, unless you get to know Dell, unless you have intimate conversations with Dell, you don't really understand who Dell is and why he's really the guy that's in your corner, the guy that really wants to make sure that you have a successful transition from what you're doing for investment to what we're doing for investment, which will lead to potentially and realistically you retiring much sooner than you think you're going to retire with your current plan. How about that for a show idea? All right, in the next segment, we're going to get into the details and we're going to talk about Dell. Stick around. Welcome back to the Dell Wamsley Radio Show and podcast, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, proudly sitting in for Dell Wamsley, who's hanging out in Europe. Now, I don't know where in Europe he is. I just know that he's over on that particular continent. And if I know Dell, he's having a really good time. He and Melissa are taking in the sights. They're taking in the culture. They're taking in all the services that are made available to people that can actually go on vacation and not have to worry about whether or not they have enough money to cover the cost of the trip. Now, that is one of the potential fallouts of being a real estate investor, a potential fallout. That sounds bad, right? Well, actually, it's good, because now think about it. Are you in a situation where you can just say, hey, you know what? Hey, baby, let's go to Europe for, I don't know, 2, maybe 3 weeks. Let's go stay in some really nice hotels. Let's even stay in a castle. Let's go check it out. Let's go see the culture. Let's enjoy the culture. Let's immerse ourselves in the culture. Let's go see what Europe has to offer and really not worry about what it's going to cost. We can fly over there first class, stay in the nicest places. We could rent a car. We could rent a car service. We could do whatever we want to do, because we've built up income through a non-traditional means. Back in the day, if we want to go back in the day, let's go back in the day. Let's go back to like the 1930s, the 1940s, the 1950s. What did people do for retirement back then? Well, the world was changing, right? We were in the industrial era. People were taking jobs, and companies wanted to retain good workers. And one of the ways they found to be able to do that was to provide for their care in their future life. And they came up with this idea of offering pensions. And what that pension would be is money that you earn even though you're not actually working for it. Now, there were a lot of ways you had to qualify to earn that pension, depending on what industry you were in. There were different rules. There were different rules for the military, different rules for private industry, different rules for anything else, right? But pensions were the way to go. The stock market was considered very risky. We'd gone through the Great Depression. Everybody was like sour on stocks because they were considered super risky. Nobody really understood real estate. So they really weren't investing. Now, the people that did understand real estate, they were investing in real estate even back in those days, and they were making great money the way we tend to make great money as real estate investors today. They were doing it back then, but they were a fractional number of the overall footprint of America that was actually doing that. So we get through that era, and we get into the 60s, and pensions are still a thing, but the problem with pensions is that organizations are starting to realize the true cost of the pension. Because when you started a pension program back like in the 30s or the 40s, and you said, hey, you got to work here for 20 or 25 years in order to get that pension, well, that pension isn't going to start paying until when? Right, 20, 25 years after you first made it available. And not everybody qualifies for the pension, so the people that don't, you don't have to pay them, right? But some people did qualify for the pension. And here's the problem. It's a business expense. It is a human resource expense that you're paying for that you're not receiving any productivity for. It can be a problem, especially in modern economic theory, right? Or modern operational theory when you're running an actual business. Think about that for a minute. So now, if you have one person that retired, let's say we're in the 1960s, and one person retired. They finally got to the point where they could retire. Well, the company can absorb that, especially if they're big enough. One extra person, not that big of a deal. And then you get two, and then three, and then you get a dozen, and then maybe you got 50 or 100. Now it starts becoming more expensive. Now you're absorbing a cost that's effectively not producing anything for you. You're paying for effectively past work, which has already been consumed. I know I'm getting all like business theory on you, but that's exactly what's going on. So it became very expensive for organizations to have pensions. So then we fast forward to the 1970s, the late 1970s, if I remember my research correctly, 1978, the 401k is passed into law. Now, it takes a couple of years for companies to realize that this is what they've been looking for. This gives them the opportunity to still offer some type of retirement structure to their employees without the burden of offering a pension. Because what it does is it shifts the burden from the company to the employee. And now it does give the company some ability to contribute if they choose to, but they don't have to. Kind of interesting, huh? So in 1980, the 401k becomes the real deal. And then the IRAs follow not too long after. And we get into a different type of retirement system. So let's fast forward. We're in what, 2026? Well, you know it's 2026, don't you? You do know that. Okay. We're in 2026, and a lot of those people that started with the 401ks are retiring on them. And what we're finding is that there are actually two classes of people. One class is the people that actually did a pretty good job investing in the 401k, stuffing money in there, saving, trying to find the right growth fund to align with, doing some minimal management. And they've gotten to, say, their 60s, and they're retiring, and they have a problem. See, the pension's going to pay you until you die. That's basically the way those things were structured, unless the pension went broke, in which case they don't pay you anymore. And that has happened. But the 401k pays you until you run out of money. It is a giant savings account, and it's going to put you on a path to potentially living off a fixed income with no potential increases in income in future you, which means future you may not be able to do what Del Walmsley is doing right now, which is having a blast in Europe and not worrying about what it costs, because he's got money coming in from his investments that's paying for all of it. Wouldn't you like to be like Del right now? In the next segment, let's talk about it. Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and Podcast, where the hype ends, the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I'm proudly sitting in for Del, who's in Europe having a blast. And I'm glad he's having a blast. Because you know what? The guy busts his butt for the Lifestyles Unlimited membership. He really does. He's an educator. He does this radio show / podcast. He's a mentor. He gives back. He does. Now, earlier in the episode, I mentioned to you that I've had an opportunity to kind of get to know Del from a professional standpoint. Now, I don't go over to his house and hang out and have drinks with him and watch movies and stuff like that. I mean, part of the reason I don't do that is, well, I live in Tennessee and he lives in Texas. So there's a little bit of a distance there. Second of all, Del is kind of a private person. He loves his family. He loves his cats. He loves his dogs. He loves where he lives. He loves his train collection. He just loves being Del Walmsley. And ultimately, he loves helping other people, which is the premise for Lifestyles Unlimited. When you decide that you're going to become a member, and you'll eventually do that. And by the way, if you want to do that, just go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on Start Here, and we'll make it easy for you. Just become a member. And let's get you in the process. Let's get you in the cycle. Let's get you in the education. Let's get you set up for mentoring. Let's teach you what you don't know so that you can have a different life than the life you have now. Now, I also pointed out earlier in the episode that there are people that are retiring off of their 401ks. But there are also people that are not retiring off of their 401ks because they're finding there's not enough money. And the way those 401ks work, you have to take distributions, right? You have to take money out. And then if you effectively retire, there's no more money going in. So the only way that account is going to make money is if you make any gains in the mutual funds that you're invested in. And what are those mutual fund accounts designed to do? Pay you what? Like 10% per year? Well, I'm here to tell you, real estate can do that easily. Single family houses can easily do that for you. Pay you 10% per year. As a matter of fact, here, I'm going to go look at, I'm going to pick an arbitrary property that was provided to me by the Lifestyles Unlimited Realty team. And I'm going to share with you some information about a property. Now, this particular asset, and I just grabbed the first one. I didn't pre-plan this or anything. I mean, this could be a junk property. I don't know. But we're going to walk through some of the details, some of the information that was made available to me so that we can understand a little bit about what a property could do for you. Now, keep in mind that 401k, those mutual funds, you're making what? Maybe 10% per year, maybe a little bit better right now because the stock market's doing better for a change. Okay, that's fair. But here's a property in a place called Lithonia, Georgia. Have you ever heard of Lithonia, Georgia? Yeah, me neither. But it's a real place. It's a real place where you can buy a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, 1,950 square feet that was built in 1965. Are you interested? Now, a lot of you went, wow, 1965, that thing is over 60 years old. It's probably got problems. Probably does. And if it has problems, that's probably okay. Because we, as Lifestyles Unlimited members, know how to remediate problems. As a matter of fact, that's what we're looking for, is we're looking to do some problem solving. We're looking to find an asset that is worn out, that's tired, that somebody didn't take care of. There's a lot of deferred maintenance. There may be some functional issues with the property that prevent it from being a really nice place to live, even though it might be in a location that's a really nice place. So Perrin sent me this property. And what he's telling me is that the thing, if it were all fixed up, is worth $305,000. Now, some of you are thinking, where do I get $305,000? And if you're thinking that, you're thinking the wrong way. But you don't know it's the wrong way because you haven't been educated by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's what you need to know. If this property were all fixed up, and it's not, but if it were, it would be worth, in the neighborhood it's in, it would be worth $305,000. What can you really buy it for? See, that's the key. Knowing what the true value of the asset is in the marketplace. And that's kind of where Perrin comes in. Because Perrin is, well, he's, first of all, he's connected with what he does. He's a member of the National Association of Realtors. So he's got access to data that you and I don't have access to. And what he determined was that property is realistically worth about $195,000, maybe $196,000 in today's marketplace. That's what you could buy it for. So now you're thinking, okay, where do I get $195,000 or $196,000, right? All right, well, I like the way you're thinking. But you don't need all that cash. As a matter of fact, all you really need is about $25,000. Yeah, $25,000 to buy the asset. You're probably thinking, well, that sounds illegal because $25,000 is like less than 10% of what you said that thing was worth at $305,000. You could buy this property for less than 10% down in total value. Now, here's the other thing that you don't know about the property that I haven't shared with you yet, but I'm going to share it with you right now. This thing cash flows. It means it pays you income. Unlike what you're doing right now with your investing, real estate pays you money that does not have to go into a retirement account. You can use that money on anything you want. And what Lifestyles Unlimited members usually do is they use that money to pay an associated expense or expenses in their household living account. What does that mean? It means you buy an asset. For instance, this particular asset is estimated to return about $243 a month in cash flow. What in your household budget costs $243 or is close to it without going over it? What is it? Is it your insurance bill? Is it your propane bill? Is it your gasoline bill? Probably not groceries, right? Because groceries are crazy priced. But the point I'm making is that you could buy this asset, and this asset could be paying for an expense of your life. And then if you want to cover another expense of your life, you buy another asset. Pretty cool, right? Now, here's the thing I want to point out. At $243 per month, when you annualize that, so what you do is you take $243, you multiply it by 12. It's as simple as that. And that gives you an annual number of about $2,900. So you're making almost $3,000 a year on this property. If you take that $2,900 and you divide it by the $25,000 you're putting into the deal, you get a return on investment of 11.6%. 11.6%. Now that's kind of keeping pace with what you're doing in the stock market, right? And you're thinking, yeah, that is. It's kind of keeping pace. But here's the thing. Real estate's riskier, dude. I mean, what I'm doing in the stock market is less risky to me, especially with my mutual funds, way less risky. So I'd rather get that 10, 11, 12% in my mutual funds. Well, here's the problem. Real estate pays you more than one way. It does. There's equity capture, there's principal pay down, there's natural appreciation, there's the tax advantages. So there's other ways to make money on this asset in addition to the cash on cash. So what I'm pointing out is the cash on cash is kind of a wash with what you're doing in the stock market, right? But here's what we haven't talked about. The amount of equity that you're going to capture in this deal. The fact that you're going to be able to buy this asset and capture $57,000 of additional equity over and above the $25,000 that you're putting into the deal. It's like $82,000 of total equity. Where else can you turn $25,000 into $82,000 on the day you buy an asset? Well, maybe you can do it in the stock market, but I haven't seen it done. But you can definitely do it in real estate. That's what Del Walmsley knows, and that's what he shares. In the next segment, we'll get back into it. Stick around. Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and podcast, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, and I'm proudly sitting in for Del, who's hanging out in Europe and hopefully doesn't have a care in the world. Hopefully he's doing some of the things he has never had the opportunity to do because he's in a different part of the world. I mean, the stuff you get to do in Europe is a little different than the stuff you get to do in America because, like, Europe's been around for a while and America hasn't. So, you know, if you want to check out, like, really old architecture, go to Europe. They've got it. I mean, we've got some of it here, but, you know, we haven't been around as long as Europe has been around. Right now, technically, the real estate has been around for just as long, but not the improved real estate. Does that make sense? Yeah, I'm blowing your mind now, right? Okay, let's get back into this property that I arbitrarily picked in a place called Lithonia, Georgia. A property that's a single-family asset that you can buy for about $196,000 that's really worth $305,000 that's going to take about $25,000 of your cash to get the deal done, but it represents a cash-out-of-pocket percentage, effectively a down payment, of 8.2%. yeah, you're buying investment property for 8.2% down. And a lot of you that do own some investment property, you're sitting back saying that you can't do that. That's impossible. That's illegal. Lenders won't let you do that. And I'm here to tell you, yeah, they will. They let us do it all the time. The difference is the how. The difference is how we do it as Lifestyles Unlimited members versus how you're doing it as a non-Lifestyles Unlimited member. Whoever taught you didn't teach you everything that you needed to know. And if you're self-taught, you don't know what you don't know. You go out and you get the information you think you need, but you may miss some of it because you don't know everything about everything. Therefore, you don't know what you're missing out on. The key thing here that you're missing out on is the use of a very specific debt instrument called hard money, a hard money loan. Now, hard money isn't hard at all. It's actually very easy. But what it's designed to do is loan you money up to 70% of the after repair value. In other words, that fixed up value of the asset at $305,000, they're going to loan you 70% of that number. They're going to allow you to buy the asset with that cash. And then with whatever's left over, you can do all the renovations you can do until you run out of money. We're going to need a little bit more than 70% to get everything done. That's where the $25,000 of our own cash comes in. If we were able to keep all the costs to what that hard money loan was willing to loan us, we'd effectively have a no money down deal. But this one doesn't pencil that way. This one does require some money, and that's totally fine. So we put 25 grand into the deal. We're making $2,900 a year in cash flow. That's effectively an 11.66% return on investment just on the cash flow. Now, the equity capture, that was the number I was telling you about before we went to break. The equity capture is at $57,000. That's additional equity that you will obtain in the asset because you're buying it at wholesale pricing, you're renovating it while maintaining wholesale pricing, and your all-in cost with your $25,000 included is $57,000 below that $305,000 price point. That means your all-in cost is around $248,000. So you're capturing an additional $57,000 of equity. That's $82,000 of total equity. That is a 228% return on capital gain. 228% if you realize the entire amount. Pretty significant, don't you think? That's in addition to the 11.6% you're getting on the cash on cash, which comes in monthly. So you're capturing the equity right up front. You're developing cash flow. You're also increasing the equities in the asset because of a thing called natural appreciation. The longer you own the property, chances are the property value is going to go up. Real estate is not like that old Ford truck that you have sitting in your lawn that goes down in value over time. Real estate, even though it breaks down, tends to go up in value. I could do a whole show on that. Maybe I will. But just suffice to say, real estate over time tends to go up in value. That's one of the reasons people invest in it. You're going to get natural appreciation off of this asset. Because you have a loan on the property, you're going to pay a mortgage. And part of that mortgage payment is going to go to interest, which is a business write-off. And the other part is going to go to principal reduction, which increases your equity. So the natural appreciation increases your equity. The principal pay down that occurs every month increases your equity. And the tax advantages associated with being a real estate investor protects the cash flow that you're making on the asset and effectively allows you to take all the cash tax-free because you have depreciation write-offs that the government tells you you must take as a part of your accounting. There's a lot to learn, isn't there? But if you held the asset just for a year and a day, and sold it, you would effectively, after you take into account the cost of sale, you would effectively would have turned $25,000 into $67,000 cash in your hand. $67,000, $25,000 into $67,000, or effectively made a 169% return on investment. Where else but real estate can you do that? You can't do that in your 401k. You can't do that in your mutual funds, but you can do that with real estate. And Del Walmsley has put together the entire system that you need in order to understand the how and to implement the execution of the plan. All you have to be is a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. To do that, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on Start Here. Let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.